الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده لا شريك له صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا رسول بعده ولا معصوم بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما صدق الله مولانا العظيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله Very respected elders and youngsters. In Islam or in Islamic teachings, there are two occasions, two moments where the reward of particular action is increased. In these two occasions, in these two moments, when any Muslim does any good deed, Allah multiplies that good deed minimum 10 times and up to whatever Allah wants. So the reward increases in these two occasions and moments. For example, we all know when the month of Ramadan starts, the doors of fire of hell are closed, the doors to Jannah are opened. And then Prophet of Allah in one hadith has said that in the month of Ramadan, if any Muslim performs any optional deed, not farz, not wajib, not sunnah, any optional deed, optional, not important, but one does it, tahajjud salah in the night, or any other optional charity, optional deed one does. So Prophet of Allah said, optional deed in the month of Ramadan will have the reward of a farz deed. You do one optional deed in Ramadan, Allah will reward you like performing a farz act, a farz deed. Great reward. And if somebody performs a farz action in the month of Ramadan, Prophet of Allah said, Allah will multiply this by 70 times. So Ramadan brings the increment in the reward. Number one occasion. Number two, we know when month of Dhul-Hijjah starts. In the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, Prophet of Allah said, fasting in this day, observing these days has great reward. Also, the two nights of two Eids, Eidain, Laylatul Eidain, the nights prior to Eid day is very virtuous nights. Prophet of Allah said, anybody who stays awake in these nights worshipping Allah, unlike our people, our youngsters, as soon as they know that it is announced that tomorrow is Eid, we all know what they get up to. They drive around and they want to show the world that, you know, we are happy today, as if we were never happy before. But Prophet Allah said, anybody who stays awake in these two nights of Eid, then Allah will make his heart alive on Judgment Day when generally hearts will be dead. Another great reward. And similarly, the fasting of Ashura. On 10th of Muharram, Prophet of Allah said, I hope to Allah that if anybody fasts on this day, Allah will forgive the sins of the previous and the following year. The point is, this occasion in Islam has great reward. When you do anything good in this occasion, Allah multiplies the reward. This is the first occasion. The second moment and the second occasion in where the reward of a person increases up to many times more than he can imagine. And this second moment is not limited to any month or any day. The first occasion is limited to the month and days. Whenever those months, whenever those days come, reward increases. The second moment is not limited. It can be today, it can be tomorrow, it can be any day of the year. When is that moment? This moment is that moment where generally the people are negligent. Generally when people are negligent about Allah's worship, and then when you do something at that time, that whole world is sleeping and you standing and worshipping Allah, Allah will multiply your reward because the influence of the world didn't influence you and you are worshipping Allah. This is the second moment. I will give some examples to make you understand more better. The second occasion, for example, there is one incident mentioned in a book called Hayatul Sahaba. Hayatul Sahaba is a brilliant book. If you want to know the life of Sahaba, Prophet Muhammad's companions, who were these people? Why did Allah say that I am pleased with you and you are pleased with me? Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That within this worldly life, Allah has given them the certificate that I am happy with you. Me and you, we don't know. My sitting on the minbar could be showing you, showing the people, so this could become, you know, detrimental for me. I could be showing the people that I can deliver the speech. No. But Allah knows my heart. You're coming to the masjid, we don't know if Allah is accepting this or not. But Sahaba was people that they were guaranteed accepted by Allah. So why Allah accepted them? What did they do? That one day Prophet of Allah said, the next person walking in the masjid is a guaranteed Jannati, is a guaranteed person in Jannah. He just made the statement that anybody who walks in next, now, is guaranteed for Jannah. He will surely go to Jannah. Prophet of Allah is saying this, not me and you, that we give ourselves certificates that I am pious. Prophet of Allah said the person walking in next will surely go to Jannah. So every Sahabi thought that what we're doing inside, we're supposed to be outside this time so we can walk in. But they were already inside. So they're all looking back that who's going to walk in next. So one Sahabi walks in and he performed fresh wudu, that water from his beard was dripping. At that time he walks in. And normal Sahabi, not very famous amongst the Sahaba, he comes and he sits down wherever he finds the space. MashaAllah, everybody is very happy about him. Next day, Prophet of Allah, he said the same statement, the person who walks in next is surely to go to Jannah. Now everybody is looking back, who's going to walk in next? The same person who walked in yesterday walked in again. Now everybody is very curious to know what this man does. We don't know him very, you know, famously, but this guy is very famous that Allah and Prophet of Allah said he'll go to Jannah. Third day, Prophet of Allah said the same thing again. Person who will walk in next will surely go to Jannah. The same Sahabi walks in. Now one Sahabi, he says, you know what, I need to go and meet this guy and ask him. You know, sometimes you see somebody doing very successful business, then you go and sit with them. Brother, how did you get this business, man? Tell me some tips. This is how we find out. But this Sahabi said what he does, that he is guaranteed Jannati, so I can go and ask him, so I can also do that. So he said, I had to make an excuse up so I can go and spend some time with him. He said, brother, you know what, I don't have any big excuse, but I need to spend few days with you. So he said, okay, no problem, welcome. He took him to his house and he spends few nights with him. So first night when he goes to sleep, this Sahabi who's checking everything, he said, I didn't see him doing something special. He slept, I slept. And he woke up Fajr Salah, I also woke up Fajr Salah. In the middle, he didn't do anything special which I didn't do. So I was confused that I pray Fajr, he prays Fajr. So what's the difference then? So first night, second night, third night, same procedure. He only gets up Fajr Salah and then we also get up. On the third day, I told you know what, brother, the reason I came to you is that Prophet of Allah said this about you, that you woke for 3 days at the same time that Prophet of Allah said that you will surely go to Jannah. I need to know, what do you do? He said, brother, I don't have anything special. I don't do something special which I can tell you that is the reason for my entry into Jannah. He said, but there should be something. He said, yes, there is one thing which I think, inshallah, Allah accepted that. What's that, brother? He said, every night before I go to sleep, I speak to Allah. I tell Allah, oh Allah, I'm going to sleep. I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow or not. Oh Allah, I'm cleaning my heart from every single person in the world. I don't have nothing against any Muslim in the world. My heart is free and clean. I forgive everybody. I do this before I sleep. I do this daily. So maybe this is the reason why Allah is, or Prophet of Allah is saying this about me. Then Prophet of Allah was told about this. He said, yeah, this is the very reason why he is guaranteed in Jannah. When you clean your heart, we pray Salah together nowadays, but our hearts are filled with hatred with each other. clean your hearts, cleanse your heart. So these Sahaba, if you want to know what is their life, what was their achievements, read the books about Sahaba. One of the books is called Hayatul Sahaba. Hayat means life. Sahaba means Sahaba. The life of Sahaba. Who were these people? The stars. The real stars. In the stars in the eyes of Allah and His Prophet. If you want to know who were these people, read the books about them. So in that book, there is one narration mentioned. One Sahabi says that in the previous nations, around Prophet Musa's time, two people, iltaqa rajulani fi suq, two brothers, two Muslim brothers at that time, they were walking in the market, in a town center. And we know generally that in the town center today especially, they design deliberately to take people away from Allah. All the fitna, all the problems you find there. That's why Prophet of Allah said, the best of places on the planet earth is masjid, is a mosque. And the worst of places on the planet earth is the town centers and market. The reason is a person gets very easily influenced and he becomes negligent about Allah and Allah's rights. We all know that, we all experience. That's why our ulama, they always say that bazaar jao, zarurat puri karke aa jao. You go to the town center and you fulfill your need and come back. Don't go and make your needs there. Oh, I need this as well. I need this as well. And then you spend your hours and hours there. So these two brothers, they walked in a town center. And then one of them said, قال أحدهم للآخر تعالى, oh brother, نستغفر الله في غفلة الناس. Brother, look, all these people in this town center, they are negligent. Apparently they are very negligent about Allah and Allah's right and Allah's worship. So why don't we go on the side and worship Allah? We pray our salah. We walk in the town center, especially nowadays, Asr salah started. Oh, I need to pray Asr. So you find a place to pray Asr. This is what is required. If you say, no, inshallah, I'll pray tomorrow. If shaitan pulls us, and this happens. How many people actually really care about their salah when they're in town center? Especially nowadays, when after every around 1 hour, salah comes, Asr, Maghrib, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, this, that. How many brothers, how many of us we actually pray? You take your own example. When we are in the town center, do we go on the side and pray our salah, which is farz? So these said, Nastaghfirullah fi ghafratin nas. People are negligent. So why don't we go on the side and worship Allah and do istighfar? Worship Allah. He said, yes, let's go and do it. So they both worshipped Allah at that time when people were in ghafla, in negligence. One of them died. After a few months, the other one sees the same his friend in the dream. And he asked him that, what happened to you in the hereafter? He said, I had many different good deeds, but that good deed which we did in the town center, when people were negligent, that was accepted. This is my point. The second occasion is when people are generally negligent, what do? You worship Allah at that time. You strike the right moment. Another example. Our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, "Man tamassaka bi sunnati 'inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru 100 shahidin." Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that anybody, any Muslim who holds fast to my sunnah, my lifestyle, 'inda fasadi ummati, when my ummah will be in corruption, when generally Muslims will not like living by sunnah, keeping a beard, living by Islamic lifestyle, people will feel shy about it. But this Muslim, he's fast. He's steadfast. And he holds fast to the way of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. He said, when he will do that, when generally my ummah will be corrupted, when you hold fast to one of my sunnah, for you is the reward of 100 martyrs. 100 shuhada, 100 shaheed. And do you know who shaheed is? Before the drop of blood falls on the ground, he's forgiven, he's jannati guaranteed. You do one sunnah at that time, when people are corrupted, the reward for you is 100 martyrs reward. The only wish the martyr has in the akhirah is, oh Allah, give me another life so I can go back and be martyred again. Imagine Allah and is giving reward of 100 martyrs to that Muslim who holds fast to one sunnah when generally people are negligent. Another example, time is running out. One day Prophet of Allah was shown different nations of different prophets. So there was a prophet with only one person. Meaning one prophet came to this world and he tried his best to convey people the message of Allah. Nobody listened to his message except one person. Imagine, prophet. And then some prophets had only two people accepting his message. Prophet Nuh, after spending 950 years of his prophethood life, conveying the people a good message, only 83 people became Muslim out of the millions who lived there. And then the flood came, all that happened. And then Prophet Musa's nation was shown, and they were very large in number, Bani Israel. So Prophet of Allah first thought that this is my ummah, this is very large in number. Angel told me this is Prophet Musa's nation. Then he told me to look on the left side. When I glanced at the left side, there was an even bigger nation. So then I was told, this is your nation. This is your nation, because Muslim ummah is the last ummah till judgment day, and they're very great in number. Today 1.6 billion minimum Muslims out of 6 billion people, meaning every fourth person in the world is a Muslim. Even then we are weak. Unity. So many things to say. Then angel told me, O Prophet of Allah, out of this nation of yours, 70,000 people will go to Jannah without any accountability. Meaning Allah will not ask them, what did you do in your life? Go in Jannah, go in Jannah, go to Jannah, go to paradise, go to paradise. 70,000 people. So lucky people, lucky souls will go to Jannah without any hisab, without any accountability. And then who are these people who trusted Allah directly. People who trusted Allah directly without any other means of the world. However, then one Sahabi, one student Prophet of Allah, Ukasha bin Muhsin, he stood up after hearing this virtuous hadith. He said, Prophet of Allah, can you please make dua? Make dua for me that Allah makes me from these 70,000 people. Allah makes me amongst these 70,000 people that I should go to Jannah without any accountability. Why? He knew if Allah asked me, how did I spend my life, I will be in trouble. Are we ready for the accountability by Allah? We know my life, we know our life, what we do in our life. So he said, Prophet of Allah, I don't want that to happen to me. I want to go to Jannah without any accountability. Can you please make dua that Allah makes me amongst these 70,000 people? He said, Anta minhum. Prophet of Allah said, yes, you are one of them. Guaranteed, you are one of them. You'll go to Jannah without any accountability. He sat down, very happy. MashaAllah, achievement. Successful. Another man stood up. Prophet of Allah, for me as well, please. Can you please make dua for that? I should also be amongst these people. He said, no, it's too late. He has beaten you. Ukasha has sabaqaka bika Ukasha. Ukasha has beaten you in this. Meaning, he struck at the right moment. This was my point. You strike at the right moment, Allah will bless you. Allah, you know, we don't need to show big deeds to Allah to accept us. Even a small deed at the right time is accepted by Allah, should be, inshallah, sufficient for us. But the point is striking the right balance and right moment. May Allah enable me and then everybody else to bring this in our life. Have this anxiety. Have competition in this, in the akhirah. In worldly life will come and go and we'll finish. So may Allah enable us to act upon this. JazakAllahu khair.